Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, hi, welcome, how are you? Here we are. Welcome to the final episode in the 26 Habits series. That's right, we're here. We did it! Woohoo! As we discussed last week, the final 2 weeks is a chance to assess what has stuck and what has felt good, bad, and possibly indifferent, mentioning a no-names ketogenic diet, over the last 12 months together. It's been a year! How incredible! When I started 26 Habits, I genuinely hadn't thought beyond those first 5 habits, and it has been your suggestions, feedback, and input that have steered the course of this project we've undertaken together. So thank you. Thank you to everyone who has emailed, DM'd, tweeted, commented in the Facebook group, and more. This has been a group effort, and I've had a ball. I really, really have had a ball, and all of the messages that I've had over the last 12 months have been incredible. Goodness, don't make me cry with all your lovely messages. In this final instalment, I wanted to include some of the correspondence I've had and also answer a few questions that have come up time and time again about the habits and what's been involved. So indulge me, won't you? Most of these have come from the closed Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is where you are listening to, downloading, streaming this episode. Just click on the I icon or on Apple Podcasts, it's the 3 dots. But there will be a little page with all the hyperlinks to everything. So let's get to it. One of the first questions that came into the group actually was, has 2 weeks been enough? And I think I addressed this in the first episode, but it does bear repeating. It takes 3 weeks to make a habit, but 26 habits was just snappier than, I don't know what it would have been, 13.3 recurring habits. And it just felt so much more bite-sized, so much easier to tackle something in 2 weeks than almost a month. And so that's why I decided to do 26 habits. And as you can see, with things like the wardrobe habit, it's extended beyond and into everything. With other things, it's only lasted the 2 weeks, or not even the 2 weeks. But it's been a good time. I think it's been a perfect amount of time to just kind of get a feel for whether something's right for you or not. And that's what we're really trying to establish with this project and with 26 habits. So for me, that's worked out really, really well. Nicola in the Facebook group sent a comment in saying the wardrobe capsule challenge, which was back in habit 11, I think, really helped me in a massive way that I hadn't even really seen as a problem before. I don't know if that makes sense. I had so many clothes that just mocked me as they were a size or two smaller, and it was always, I'll fit back into that one day, but then I'd beat myself up that it didn't fit me now. It was a depressing state of mind, really. Having the push to just throw them out and let go of memories was such a weight lifted. It's done wonders for my confidence and maybe even my mental health. Sounds silly, but true. It doesn't sound silly. That's exactly the experience that I've had. It's also exactly the experience that so many listeners have emailed in and said that they have had. That they didn't realize that their wardrobes were actually toxic, or if not toxic, which might sound a bit strong, just weren't particularly helpful. Almost kind of, I've said in the group before, it felt like I was passively bullying myself via clothes that I would never wear again or could never wear again. So the wardrobe habit, I know, obviously it stuck for me. It's something I bang on about all the time, literally all the time. And when I went away to LA recently, my packing has never been easier because it was just 2 pairs of jeans, 2 black tops, 2 grey tops, 2 white tops, boom. And then obviously all the makeup and skincare, which is why my case weighed 22 kilograms. But who cares? You know, I'm a strong lass. Helen messaged about the gratitude habit, saying that she loved it. She said, I was already in the habit of sitting down with my diary planner first thing and planning out my day. Now I also use a section of my planner and fill it with things I'm grateful for. Then when I'm putting the kids to bed, the bigger two, 6 and 7, each tell me 3 things they are grateful for that day. And I tell them each 3 things I'm grateful for. It's a great one-on-one moment of connection with them and has often led to them telling me something I wouldn't have otherwise found out. What a brilliant extension of the habit, Helen. I'm delighted to read things like this. It's not just doing the habits, it's making them work for you. And the fact that that's been your experience is fantastic. Gretchen says that she tried intermittent fasting and just couldn't do it. If you listen to the show regularly, you'll know that that's one of the habits that I really got on with. I eat only between 12 and 8 p.m. and then I give myself a 16-hour fast and go back to that habit. The benefits are many and varied. And there's a brilliant video by Dr. Rhonda Patrick on Joe Rogan, which is compelling in terms of why you should do it. Instead of what Gretchen says is, instead of providing me mental clarity, I either just watched the clock or muddled my way through brain fog, especially since I have ADD. It's important for me to have protein in the morning. So I'm actually grateful for the challenge because it proved to me what my doctor already told me. Again, what a brilliant result that it actually confirmed or offered some kind of, yes, this is how I am and this is how I can move forward positively. Brilliant, Gretchen. I'm delighted to hear that. Lauren asked, I'd actually be really interested in how you decided what made the list of 26 habits. I am trying to create one of my own for 2019, and I'm finding it hard to be realistic about my expectations. What fits in terms of the kind of habits that serve the two-week format? Was it possible? Was it not? What is possible? What is not? How trivial or not should a habit be? I would love to hear what you plan and how that compared to execution as I think of how I might do 26 habits. This is really interesting, actually, because even though towards the end of 26 Habits, I was thinking, oh my goodness, what can I do next? Because I wanted to provide a variety. Some were mental, some were physical, some were not, you know, some were lifestyle. There were habits that I wanted to do that I didn't. And one specifically was, I have a brilliant friend called Rebecca Pearson. I will put a note to her on social media. She's an incredible woman. And she does these dance classes where you learn a routine to something like Beyonce, or you learn a routine, and it scared the bejesus out of me because it's you in front of a mirror, and some of the moves, it's not stripper moves by any stretch of the imagination, but it's like Beyonce style choreography. And I said to her that I'd really like to do it, and she's been very gentle with me, and it's just been a time thing. But the reason why it's fallen to the wayside is because I'm not confident enough to go and dance in front of a mirror in my Lycra sports gear, even with my The Rock for Under Armour top on. So, but it is one that I want to do in 2019. So in terms of what made the list, often it was because of what was coming through in the group. For example, the wardrobe habit was a very popular one, so I wanted to try and revisit it in some way, which is why I then tackled decluttering on a broader scale. But it doesn't matter how trivial it is. I have had messages from people who said, oh, the 26th habit I'm doing is that I'm taking snacks into work for the next 2 weeks to stop me from going to the vending machine, or to stop me going out and getting a big coffee and a muffin in the afternoon. Taking it literally, and they've been like, I'm taking in 5 almonds to have at 3 p.m. That's a great habit if it's breaking something that you feel you need to break, i.e. having too many calories in the afternoon or having unnecessary calories in the afternoon. That's a great way of tackling it. It really doesn't matter. This, I think the key to 26 habits is making them work for you, and that's definitely the feedback I've got. So don't feel like you have to take on the world with a 26 habit, with a two-week habit. Just if there's something you're not keen on, say you always sleep through your alarm, and then you get really stressed, and then when you're getting ready in the morning, you're really flustered. Think about how to break that, right? How can I not snooze my alarm? Maybe I put my alarm outside of my room. I know a lot of us use our phones as our alarms, but so I always keep my alarm out, my phone outside of the bedroom at night, because when the alarm goes off, I have to get up and out of bed. And one of the other things I always do the second I get out of bed is I make it. So those little things, they're not particularly groundbreaking, but they'll make your life better. So I think what's possible and what is not, only you can decide. Start easy, start with something really simple, and then go a bit further, go a bit harder, and see what see what you might be able to tackle. And don't worry if you fail a 26 habit. Goodness me. The ketogenic diet was one I tried twice and failed at both times. But, well, I achieved mild ketosis in the second one, but I was over it very quickly.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Just do what feels right. It's about being a better version of yourself. So just assess what you think you'd like to change and just be easy on yourself, because no one else is going to be as easy on you as you are. That's the way I would go about it. And I'll come back to this later because this is relevant to 2019, but there were lots of things I wanted to do. Another one is that I talked about in the wardrobe declutter that I would work with a stylist to refill my wardrobe. And I haven't done that, but that is something that I want to revisit. But I'll come back to that at the end of the episode. Vicky says, I love 26 Habits and have been inspired to do the same. Excellent news. So far, I've tried is gratitude journaling because you said it made you more productive and able to tackle those items that stick on the to-do list. I've tried gratitude journaling before and not enjoyed it, and I must admit I'm not enjoying it, in inverted commas, now. It feels a bit like a chore, but I've had more consistently relaxed days than ever since I've been doing it. My body, helpfully, tells me I'm relaxed by dropping my shoulders and making me walk taller, and this has definitely happened almost every day since journaling. That is brilliant. I'm so delighted to hear that, Vicky. Jade said, I never did it as a 2-week challenge, but I did the decluttering habit. This being me pulling everything out of my drawers and cupboards in my bedroom and bathroom and getting rid of everything I don't use and completely reorganizing everything. The podcast episode encouraged me to not just throw everything in the bin, but to recycle things, donate to charity, etc. Again, brilliant news. Everything can be repurposed, donated, before it can be thrown away. Things only can be thrown away when they are of no use to man or beast. That's my philosophy. Linda says, intermittent fasting has cleared my brain fog and given me more energy. Woohoo! I'm also eating less, in that I'd start work at 8, so I would have breakfast at home, then morning tea, lunch, and then a snack, then a big dinner and dessert. Now it's just coffee in the morning, a good lunch, and dinner minus snacks. Also, the wardrobe clear out taught me I'm already wearing most of what I own and I'm not a hoarder or clutterer. Great. Brilliant. What fantastic feedback. I was definitely hoarding clothes, but to find out that you weren't, just as good, just as excellent. This is what 26 Habits is all about. Maria says, when you gave up sugar, I joined you in a small way by giving up chocolate. Doesn't sound much, but I'd got into bad snacking habits and was probably eating chocolate every day. I kept going for about 8 weeks and have had very little since. I like the mindset of a 2-week habit to kickstart a change while telling yourself that it's only for 2 weeks. Again, that's why the 2-week stints felt right. The 3-week one, 21 days is how long it takes to make or break a habit psychologically. But 2 weeks just feels more doable, because by the time you get to Wednesday, you feel like, well, there's only really a week left if you think about it. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Jennifer says, I listened to your cold shower episode yesterday and decided to try it this morning. I only made it for 15 seconds, but I'm determined to make it 20 tomorrow. It's horrible and wonderful at the same time, if that makes sense. I'm definitely feeling more alert than usual. Can't wait to hear your update on this one. Well, this was obviously sent in before I did the update. So I'm so glad that I've got back into this habit. And also I struggled with jet lag after Los Angeles. And every time I would feel really, really sleepy at the wrong time of day, if I was at home, I would just jump under a cold shower. And it's amazing how it can G you up. It's also quite good before bed. I did that as well a couple of times when, I don't know why, it's invigorating, but it also is a reset. So I used it a couple of times. It just felt right to jump in the shower before bed rather than, you know what it's like when you're jet lag tired and you just want to cocoon yourself. It was quite a nice thing to do that and then cocoon myself. Lisa says, I have just discovered your podcast. I love listening to all the episodes that are there so far. And off the back of the chat with Davinia Taylor, I had my second celery juice this morning. And I also had my first cold shower. So thank you. If you listen to the Davinia Taylor episode, which is a few weeks ago now, she's very into her health and fitness. She's very into nutrition. And on her social media feed, she has been doing this drinking celery juice challenge, which all the many benefits, etc., she's outlined on her page. So I will tag her in the show notes for this. Ursula says, I've loved 26 Habits. It's also been incredibly useful for me. I'm starting my own. I have a new diary for 2019 that helpfully starts with December 2018. So I'm starting my first habit on Monday, the 10th of December. Ooh, Ursula, do write back into the Facebook group and let us know how you're getting on and what you started with. What a brilliant plan. Emma says, similar to lots of other comments, I did capsule the capsule wardrobe habit. It was incredibly cathartic and I felt noticeably lighter as a result. As the months have gone on, I have bought more items of clothing and haven't kept the number down, so maybe I need a follow-up declutter after Christmas. Looking forward to 2019, what 2019 has in store for the podcast. Me too, Emma, me too. I've also added to my wardrobe. I went to a massive outlet mall when I was in LA. My friend and I drove to Palm Springs and we deliberately took a route that took us to this massive outlet center. And literally, when we got out of the car, the first shop we saw was, what was it? Was it James Purse? My friend Lindsay went, they do t-shirts. You're like that. So, yeah, I bought some more t-shirts and I bought some more jeans. And I also bought a pair of Adidas trainers. And I was delighted because children's sizes in the US go up to quite big adult sizes. So I was able to get a size 7, UK size 7 shoe, but it's a children's shoe. Exactly the same as the adult shoe, but half the price. And that, my friends, is what you call a bargain. Because in the same aisle, two aisles over, the same shoe was in an adult box for double the price. I'm sorry. I was delighted about American children with big feet. Thank you. Laura says, I've only recently started listening to you. Wish I'd found your podcast sooner. I'm glad that you found me now. And I'm loving the 26 Habits. I'm trying to do the gratitude journaling and today tried my first cold shower. Cold showers have been very popular. I'm so glad I slotted it in at the end. I was very hesitant. Should I? Is it a bit of a weird one? So many of you saying that you're doing it. Great. I didn't last long, but I'm determined to keep it up. You have inspired me to start some changes I've been thinking about for a while. I have probably been trying to change too much at once, though, and thinking about them at one at a time should probably help me to actually implement them. And I need to go back and listen to some of the earlier habits. Let me know. They're all available on the pool and also on the podcast feed, wherever it is that you might be listening. There are some habits that have stuck for me, but also that it's clear have been really impactful on you, my lovely listeners. So keep your ears open for some updates throughout 2019. Now, 26 Habits might have reached its conclusion, but this isn't the end of this kind of content for the podcast. No siree. There are some habits that I will be revisiting in their own shows, such as the restyling with a stylist. I'm also quite keen to expand on the wardrobe declutter in some way because that's been such a popular habit, and also maybe do some deep dives into things like sustainability, which was a popular habit, and also cold water therapy, because the cold showers are just one part of a bigger thing. Did anyone see, if you are in the UK and you watch Graham Norton, Mark Ronson and Matthew McConaughey were talking about cold showers? And it was in the week that in the 2 weeks that the Cold Showers podcast was live. So I felt very relevant. And like Mark Ronson, I also think about Matthew McConaughey in the shower. No, I don't. That's just vulgar. But he said it on the Graham Norton show. If you're in the States, watch it on BBC America. Graham Norton is one of my absolute highlights of the week. Cannot bear a week without it. I hate it when it's not on. So thank you for all of your messages. Thank you for all of your input. Like I said, this was a team effort. This was not a singular enterprise. You have all steered and helped make 26 Habits, this year-long project, something really wonderful. I feel better for it, and the messages that I have received would suggest that you feel better for it too. And that's just a wonderful, wonderful outcome to this series of 2 weeks of making and breaking habits. I also want to say a big, big thank you to The Pool, who have also shared this content. Thank you to Jade, who has tirelessly and brilliantly received all of the information, whether it is on time or not. And the team over there are absolutely brilliant. I will put the link to The Pool in the show notes, because it is a wonderful destination, an editorial hub, if you will, with some brilliant columnists like Sally Hughes and a previous podcast guest, Porna Bell. Do take a look. But it is also where you can find every single episode of the podcast on 26 Habits. Thank you so much for listening. Please do stay in touch. As I said, that Facebook group is closed, but the link to join will be in the show notes. And I do just quickly approve everyone after you've answered a couple of questions. And the debate never ends. It's such a fun place to be. So please do come over there. And if you want to get in touch, just email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. DM me on Twitter and Instagram, where I'm at Emma Guns. I get a lot of messages there, which I'm always delighted about. And I try to get back to everybody as quickly as possible. And obviously, I'll be back in 2019. There will be more habits. They might not bear the 26 habits hashtag, but there will be more. And your input, it will be just as vital in those as they have been to date. Thank you again. I'm off to go and put my feet up. I'll see you on the next one.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.